Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Okay, hey. Welcome to episode 4 of season 9 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. How's it going, buddy?
Baby, I'm ready to go.
Let's do it. This week, it is the 2021-22 edition of the All Handsome Team, broadcasting as always on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com.
Get your sixes. Come get your sixes. We got a six from here, six over there, six from the six.
Drake, here's your royalty money.
Enjoy that.
And just a quick heads up, this is pre-recorded, so we're doing that because I'm out of town.
Yeah.
And just want to preface, in case anything happened in the world where it is like, how are you guys not acknowledging that Scotty Barnes just scored 80 points mm-hmm. last night? We don't know.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
That's in the future.
We're not here. Mm-hmm. So one thing that is timeless is the handsomeness of these players.
That's what I thought you were going to say. Like, if it's impossible for someone to get more handsome than they are.
So without further ado, let's get into it. For the all-handsome team, we're going to do two guards, two forwards, a center. We're going to actually pick a traditional center.
Mm-hmm.
A six-man and a coach. That's the team this year. And then once again, you and I will make our picks. And then if we're not on, don't have the same pick, we're going to tweet out both our picks.
For you to make the decision.
And you guys make
it to the people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Run it very democratically. Let the people have the final vote on these teams.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, let's get it going.
And right before we start, just very sad that Stan Van Gundy is no longer in the league, and I can't pick him on my team. So
you've had the worst coaches.
Oh, I'm coming in hot this year, buddy.
Just terrible.
Thing one.
Your first guard. Who is your first?
My first guard is this is a tricky one because he has not played yet. Has not played a single game this season.
Okay.
But he's still in the league, and that's Ben Simmons.
Buddy, okay. Interesting, because I wrestled with this as well, mm-hmm. because I actually wrote it down. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm selecting Ben Simmons. And I thought, you know what? There's nothing wrong with his looks, okay?
Good-looking kid.
Nothing.
This is not the all-star team. This is the all-handsome team.
Yeah, no, and I literally wrote it down, and then I deleted it, because I was like, you know what? There's some taint. There's something there.
Yeah, that's fair.
You see what I'm saying?
I like those toxic motherfuckers.
Like, it's not. He's handsome. His handsomeness is undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
But my all handsome team also is beautiful. I'll say that.
Okay, inside and out.
Yes.
Well, you can't give me shots at Stan Van Gundy for being beautiful inside.
He's gorgeous inside, Stan Van.
You're damn right.
But he does not have
the outside.
Exactly.
I got you.
Interesting though. I wrestled with that. Mm-hmm. Wrestle with that a lot. However, I'll come at you with someone who, listen, if he was still on our team, would be, have never left the all-handsome team this whole time. Over time, his looks have not diminished. If anything, he's getting even more handsome mm-hmm. and sophisticated. And I'm going to go with Corey Joseph.
Wow.
Yeah, because,
wow.
Listen, we kind of forgot about the man since he left, but he's still damn handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't mind throwing a little CanCon.
Nothing wrong with that.
In the list.
I think you're wrong. I think I win this round, but
it really depends on how you define handsome, you know, because mm-hmm. Ben Simmons is for sure equally, maybe more so handsome than Corey Joseph, but would you want Ben Simmons going home with your, you know, sister?
Yes. He's more handsome.
I'd rather Corey Joseph. Okay.
That's fair.
That's my brother-in-law. It's Corey Joseph.
That's fine.
That's who I want.
Ben Simmons, he's got an accent. And not the same accent that Corey Joseph has.
No.
And he's taller. Listen, man. It's a big thing. Girls like a tall guy. Trust me. I know, as a short guy.
6'11 might be too tall, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
That's, I mean, but that's, then you're just dating models because you need someone tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, for sure.
So he's with the Kendall Jenners of the world. And
listen, he's undeniably handsome. I've got no problem with it, but I will. I'm okay with putting Corey Joseph up against Ben
Simmons.
It's
not a bad pick. I'm not mad at it at all.
And again, if he was still on this team, you and I would both be raving about his handsomeness.
Yeah.
All season long.
Nonstop, yeah.
All season long. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there it is. There's the first toss-up. Yep. Ben Simmons.
Right out the gate.
Or Corey Joseph. Please let us know.
Fork in the road right away.
We're going to throw up the survey on Twitter. Who should be one of the starting guards? Ben Simmons. Or Corey Joseph.
Thing two.
Who is your second handsome guard?
My second guard comes from your Toronto Raptors. It is Gary Trent Jr.
What?
That beautiful man, Gary Trent Jr.
Okay.
100%.
I get it. I respect it. No problem with that whatsoever. But I don't know if it's... I have noticed way more people this year online talking about how handsome he is and good looking he is.
We said this last year that he was handsome. As soon as he got to the team, I'm like, we've got to revise the all handsome team. And I made the revision this year.
He's getting a lot of love.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot of love on social media.
He's also like an Instagram thought, too. He's very, posts a lot of fashion pictures on Instagram. He's making sexy faces all the time. He's doing that pouty shit. Good for him.
I've also got someone from the Toronto Raptors.
Whoa.
And it is not Gary Trent Jr. He's also another Canadian. I'm going back to back.
Whoa!
With Canadians. So, yeah, rookie sensation Delano Banton.
Man, he was on my list too. God
okay.
Damn.
All right.
Oh, that's a good pick.
For a couple reasons. Of course, the hometown love. Of mm-hmm. course, mm-hmm. the national pride. But if you ever jump on Reddit, as I've mentioned in the past, I've been feeling Raptors Reddit right now. It's a lot of good conversations going on there. A lot of psychotic conversations going on. But, you know.
That's Reddit in a nutshell.
Yeah. But there's still some fun content. And the more you read about Delano Banton, there's a lot of obviously posts about him, like people being like, yo, here he is from my high school. Oh, my cousin went to, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
He was a ladies' man.
Was he?
It is unanimous across all of these posts that Delano Banton was smashing.
Points in the paint, if you know what I'm talking about.
He is a ladies' man. Growing up, I can't even imagine what his life is like now.
Good God.
That he's in the NBA.
In Toronto.
In Toronto. And my girlfriend also said he's very hot, and she you know, she likes a Scarborough man,
yeah,
a Rexdale man, what have you. So, yeah, just based on his history, he's good looking.
Good looking kid.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is a tough one here.
It's got a hometown feel.
Ooh, tough one here.
So,
Raptor against Raptor.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that pick, buddy.
I like my pick. I respect Gary Trent Jr. As I said, I've noticed a lot of praise for his looks.
Yeah.
On social media this year.
Yes,
so
good looking kid.
Yeah. But hey man, I'm going by my gut. I'm going by being a bit of a homer.
Yeah.
And just
a lot of homer. like you got just goddamn it, two Canadians.
Dude, I almost put together a full Canadian squad.
That's amazing.
But it just
you couldn't squeeze Kelly Olynyk in there.
No. No, the forward position, we were light. We are light. I was like I almost put RJ Barrett, and I was like, he could do it. Like, he could be,
no,
and then
can't.
It's like, nah,
now you're out of your mind.
Yeah, now it's not. So I didn't want to force it, but okay. Well, that's...
We got a battle, buddy,
yeah,
at the gate here.
No, this is good. They're all valid picks. So Delano Banton versus Gary Trent Jr., who deserves this year's squad on the all-handsome team?
Whoa! That's going to be a barn burner of a Twitter poll.
We got thing three.
Who is your first forward?
My man, a mainstay on my list, it's Kelly Oubre Jr.
I like the consistency.
Yeah, man. Well, he just keeps getting better looking.
Yeah.
He's playing good.
I'll also come at you with a consistent man who we have had on the team multiple times as a forward. He's embraced the salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to a couple of interviews, I kind of like where his head's at right now. So Kevin Love.
Whoa, he's
yeah.
back.
Welcome back,
from
my friend.
The dead.
Welcome back. To the all-handsome team.
Holy smokes, Kevin Love.
Listen, I like this guy. Okay, he didn't opt out of his contract. Or they're like, will you accept a buyout? He's like, no.
I want my money.
He's like, no, I will take my money, thank you. Yeah. I'm like, I respect that, Kevin. As I mentioned, the salt and pepper looks good on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a bounce back year. Cleveland, who knew that was going to be the team to watch? But here we are. This uptick in his career, I think no better time to reintroduce him to the all-handsome squad.
No, I'm not mad at it. So I think Kelly Oubre is going to take this one, but
Kelly Oubre won last year, right? He took out...
Yeah, Kelly's going to win this year, too.
Hmm, yeah.
Hell of a couple squads being put together
here. No, this is good. This is good. Well, I mean, you know, this is what our probably... Have we done an all-handsome team every podcast?
Probably.
Every year?
Every year, yeah.
What else are we doing?
Bunch of weirdos. Yeah, of course
so
we did.
nine times. We're getting good at selecting is what I would say.
Yeah.
Kelly Oubre Jr. or Kevin Love. Let us know who you'd prefer to see on the all-handsome team.
That's
a very tough call.
This is a battle.
Thing four.
Another forward.
Oh, I know who I got.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, yeah. From your Toronto Raptors, once again, making his return, his second appearance.
Whoa.
On the all-handsome team, it's Utah Watanabe.
Oh, shit. That's good. Okay. I thought we were going to have the same guy because I've also got a Toronto Raptor.
Oh,
but it is not Utah. Utah's pretty good, though.
Oh, this is where you're going to go off the fucking rails on this here.
This one I might not have. But you know what? No. I don't know.
Buddy, remember what happened last year?
I mean, it wasn't good for me last year. But this time... Yeah, no, I'm sticking with it. Utah's a great pick. I can't believe I forgot Utah. I'm a little embarrassed by that. But it's because I was blinded by this man's handsomeness that I didn't even think of Utah. Because he is on the same squad, as I said. And he is absolutely handsome. And his name is Precious Achiuwa.
Whoa.
He is a beautiful man.
He's a good-looking kid.
He's a beautiful-looking man, okay? To the point where I've had, like, friends over or whatever who are not basketball fans or, like, my girlfriend's friends, and they're just... And like, who's this guy? And I'm like, yeah, that's Precious Achiuwa. Okay.
Wow.
He's a handsome,
wow,
beautiful man. I think, first of all, Utah is.
Come on. You ain't know deep down in your heart. You're taking a.
It's going to be tough to take
out Utah. You're taking a loss on this one. You better hope Kevin Love fucking puts up some numbers for you, buddy.
It's going to be very tough to take out Utah.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, if I had to do some campaigning right now, let's all not forget Utah shaved off his sideburns at one point last year. Okay.
Yeah, you got a bad haircut. Hey, he was a Tampa barber.
He's compared to Precious, I think he's probably more of a fan favorite. So that's it's not helping me.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm wrong with that, man. You follow your heart.
I'm sticking with it, but that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll throw it out there. Who do you think is the more deserving starting forward on the All Handsome team? Is it Precious Achiuwa or is it Utah Watanabe? And
sure is Utah.
Even as I say that out loud, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to get any votes, but I'm sticking with it.
It's going to be the most lopsided Twitter poll in the history of this goddamn podcast.
I will go down with this ship.
Thing five.
Now the center position. I also want to give us props for keeping the center in the team. You know what I mean? Like being like, no, you need to be a true center to get on this all-handsome team.
I don't know if mine's a true center, but he's play center.
Okay. Well, who's your...
first year in the league. Evan Mobley.
Okay.
From the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Listen, man, those Cavs, they're the team.
The forwards are good-looking on the Cavs.
They're a good-looking squad.
But, Evan Mobley, it's small. In my brain, I know who's handsome, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Then you hit Google because you want to see a couple different pictures, you know, a couple different jerseys they're wearing, maybe a couple league fits.
Yes.
And Evan Mobley's always smoldering. Like, he's smoldering. Like, he knows. He's like, I got to be.
Really?
Yeah. I got to have my Instagram face on at all times.
Interesting.
And he's balling, so.
Okay. No, I can see that pick. However, I'm fairly confident in my center. And once again, listen, we're going north of the border. Another Canadian.
What the hell is
going on? Dude, I could have... An all-Canadian, all-handsome team is almost
there.
Almost doable. But I'm going to say, coming straight out of Toronto, Dwight Powell.
No.
Dallas Mavericks. Are you kidding me?
No.
He is like a Greek god.
No, he looks like...
Chiseled. Chiseled jaw.
He looks like T-1000. What's Buddy's name that chased Arnold Schwarzenegger down in Terminator 2? He looks like that guy. No. He looks like Universal Soldier, man. No, I'm not buying this one.
He is. It's because he's so structurally sound.
He looks like an action figure.
He's exactly. Yeah. A handsome action figure.
Yeah.
A very handsome action figure.
I think you're falling apart here, Barry.
Buddy, there will be, because we all believe in Canada basketball, a couple forwards.
Mm-hmm.
That are going to be handsome. If we can get that in the next couple of years, we've got an all-Canadian, all-handsome team.
Yep, all right? I agree with that. but we're not there yet.
But Dwight Powell, I'm gonna take him over Mobley. I think he's. You know what it is? It's because it is like you said, though, it's the age thing where it's like Mobley is definitely more conscious of social media and stuff because yeah. that's all he's known. Like he's had it his whole life, right? Dwight Powell's just past that. You know, he's just on the fringes.
Yeah. yeah.
So he's got the traditional, handsome.
He doesn't care.
Like you said, action figure.
Yeah.
You know, someone you bring home to mom.
Brings his lunch pail to work.
Absolutely. You know, hard worker. Happy to have him on the squad.
That's fine.
But listen, we'll let the people decide.
Yeah.
Dwight Powell or Mobley. Who is your center for the all-handsome team?
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Thing seven? Not yet. No. Only six.
Okay. Six man. Six man's nice because it's a wild card.
It's
a
wild card, yeah.
Not positional dependent. Just pick a handsome man in the league. Who do you think's handsome?
I had to do it, and we've talked about this man being handsome recently on this podcast, and it's Zach LaVine.
Buddy. That is also my sixth man.
There you go.
So the sixth man is secured.
Sixth man is secured. It's Zach LaVine. Need to take a vote on it.
He's undeniable.
He's undeniable.
However, I will say this. If you go to NBA.com and you look at his picture, it's not the most flattering headshot.
Oh, it's yeah. I know which one you're talking
like
about.
Like his mouth is half open. He looks
yeah.
like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like
and
not.
I will say, I do think Zach LaVine's handsomeness is very haircut dependent.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I think when he has the shorter hair, he's more handsome
yes.
as opposed to the mini afro he rocks every
yeah.
once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's unanimous. There's no getting around that. I was talking about the other podcast when I was at the Bulls game with my girlfriend and she couldn't get over how much she likes DeMar DeRozan. And I was like, can you please give Zach LaVine some credit for God's sake?
Yes,
this man is.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely handsome.
It's beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
Can you imagine how good your life is if you're that good looking and then that good at basketball? And not even just that good at basketball, that good at dunking. You know what I mean? Like you're
yeah.
the man's doing between the legs from the free throw line. You know, like
yeah, no, he's
superhuman shit.
He's a stud, an athletic stud, and a traditional stud. Beautiful man.
Yes, what a great life Zach LaVine is living, really at this time. So yeah, there it is. Well, I mean, that's unanimous. That's a no brainer.
Yeah, for the only yeah, wow, shout out to Zach.
But I mean, listen, he deserves it. Okay, and finally, this one.
This one I took seriously this year.
Okay, I mean, this.
I didn't go with my heart. I went with the straight looks.
This often comes with controversy. All right, I'm eager to hear who you think is the most handsome coach in the league.
Your coach, who might be fired by the time this podcast comes out, is from the Boston Celtics. It's Ime Udoka.
I mean, yeah, okay.
He is married to Nia Long, Barry.
Well, that helps. That raises his stock. I had thought about him, if I'm being completely honest.
Good looking man.
I can see it.
Where are you going to go? Assistant coach Jay Triano. Who the hell are you got here?
Listen, I'm going back to
How
Old
Canadian
Faithful.
Are you
going to
get?
This guy has been on the team multiple times. We've both voted for him multiple times, and I just don't see any reason to shake things up. You know, like it's like those moments, you know, when like, a player just keeps making the all-star team and you're just like, ugh, like I get it.
Fatigue,
you know?
Yeah, voter
it's
fatigue.
It's like, what? But this man's handsomeness is undeniable. And we've talked many times about experiences that we know or have had people we know where he's an amazing human. So pound the rock, Coach Dwayne Casey.
Wow.
Is once again coming in.
You fell apart at the end here, Barry.
I mean, the man, it's like, it's not his fault. He's just consistently handsome.
Yeah, no, you're
you
right.
You know what I mean? Like he can't help that.
He's not even trying, man.
He's not even trying.
Yeah.
You know?
Classically handsome. No effort.
And as I said, we've talked about this in the past. Like, people we know who know him, or even my dad and brother-in-law met him at a holiday event and couldn't say better things about him. Like, mm-hmm. He's apparently just one of the greatest humans on the planet. So, you know, here in the spot.
Yeah.
It's undeniable.
Not mad at that, but I think you're going to lose on the voting card here, Barry. Think you're going to lose on the voting card.
Dwayne Case is not losing. Precious Achiuwa.
Taking a beating.
So let's recap. At starting guard, our first choice, you have Ben Simmons. I have Corey Joseph. That is controversy right there. Yeah. That's getting some attention.
Because they look similar. Just one is bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And gets paid a lot more money, but doesn't play.
Yeah. My guy plays.
Sure does.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
Our second guard, you have Gary Trent Jr.
Goddamn right.
And I have Delano Banton.
Ooh, that's a battle.
That is a battle.
That's a battle.
That's going to come down to it.
Yeah.
At forward, you have Kelly Oubre Jr.
Goddamn right I do.
And I have Kevin Love.
I think you might take a beating on that one, too.
I will say for that one, people just have to look at handsomeness, okay? We have to take a step back and just say, listen, you're just absolutely positively basing this on looks and superficiality.
Yeah. Kelly Oubre,
and just like
gonna win that too.
If you're a woman or a gay man, would you want to go home with him? Or if you're a straight man, would you want to look like him? Right?
Yeah,
I would want to look like Kevin Love.
Sure. I mean, I would be happy at this point for either one of them, but I think I would go for Kelly Oubre Jr.
Forward, you've got Yuta Watanabe. Yeah. I got Precious Achiuwa.
I think I get to win here.
Once again, Precious. I mean, again, this podcast is coming out in a week, so who knows? He may have turned the season.
He also might be in the G League. We don't know.
Either way, though, he's still going to be looking good.
Yeah.
But is he as good looking as Yuta? At center, you've got Evan Mobley of your Cleveland Cavaliers. I've got another Canadian, Dwight Powell, Dallas Mavericks. You even said the man looks like an action figure.
Yeah, but I mean, shit, not all of them are good looking, dude.
You wouldn't make an ugly action figure. No, you know?
It's fair. It's fair. Probably wouldn't sell as good as a good looking one, I guess.
Okay.
But that one, I don't know, that's going to be up to the voters for sure. In my heart, I think it's Evan Mobley. I think he's a more smoldering, handsome man, but leave it to the people, baby.
Okay. I think I've got a bit of a hometown bias that'll help me out. Mm-hmm. And Mobley's a rookie. So, you know what? He's got future all-handsome teams.
He might be back, yeah.
Down the road, you know? Sixth man was unanimous. We both have Zach LaVine. So congrats to Zach LaVine on making the team. And then coach, who did you have?
Ime Udoka.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Boston Celtics head coach. And I'm going with none other than Dwayne Casey. Who's he married to?
Nia Long.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. No, he's good.
That's going to be a battle.
He's a good looking man.
That's going to be a battle. Mm-hmm. I respect that.
Yeah. Yeah. I do feel like a lot of this, Barry, not going to lie to you. I feel like you're playing to people's heartstrings. I don't fucking appreciate it, to be honest.
I'm pandering.
You're a Canadian. Yeah. I don't like what you're doing here at all. You're wearing a goddamn Canadian basketball hoodie, too. Like, this is.
Listen, are we trying to get votes or are we trying to, you know, build our egos? What's going on here? We're going to throw up the Twitter polls for the next week. Let us know your votes. And then on the following podcast, we're going to announce the all-handsome team, the squad for this season. No matter who's chosen, this is going to be a
stacked lineup.
Very handsome.
There's
going to
be people cut from this team that, you know, they shouldn't be cut.
I'm really curious to see where people go. I'm really curious about the Banton, Gary Trent Jr.
That's
one. That's going to be a battle.
That's insane.
And then Corey Joseph, Ben Simmons. I mean, let's not. You want to talk about
that? Might be a battle too, man. Ben Simmons' PR is not great, so I don't. I think that might affect people's votes here.
Well, it did. I literally had Ben Simmons written down, and I was like, I can't do this.
That's what I'm saying. Undeniably handsome.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. Australian accent.
The drama going on surrounding the man, I feel, is just it's going to taint voters.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't.
That's going to wrap it up for the All Handsome presentation. Please let us know your thoughts. Hit us up on Twitter and, of course, vote on the Twitter polls. And on our next podcast, we will announce the starting squad.
Yeah. And please don't tweet us and say this is weird. We've done it for 9 years straight. Don't. We know. We're going to do it again next year. So don't.
10-year anniversary All Handsome squad. Are you kidding me?
Good God. We might have to go to the Legends.
All time.
We have to go Hall of Fames.
Or we could do a 75-year...
All handsome, yeah.
75 most handsome.
Yeah.
Let us know. Hit us up on Twitter And we're off next week. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to be out of town, but then we'll be back with a live podcast the following week.
With a banger.
Well, not a live podcast. I don't think any podcasts are live, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be
up-to-date podcast.
Up-to-date, yeah.
Right, current. Thanks to everybody who's listened to this bad boy. Once again, we've got the Comedy Records show. If you want to come, November 25th at Comedy Bar, hit us up. You can email me, bt@comedyrecords.ca. It's going to be a banging show. Last one sold out. Limited tickets. If you want to come, we'd love to see you there.
Hell yeah.
I think that's it for now, yeah.
Let's go Raptors.
Let's go Raptors.